This is Senator Al Simpson. Those who crank out the old junk mail have found a highly effective way to build up their political and financial bases. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. A greedy direct mail outfit called the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare has sent thousands of letters to our seniors. Their scare tactics tell seniors they're in for one big tax hike just because they hit 65. Of course, the $15 contribution would help fight this terrible injustice. Bah! The mailing set off the outcry for Congress to repeal the Catastrophic Care Act, which we, out of pure political fear, did. These groups don't give two hoots about the tough issues. They do care deeply about money. Their hysterical drivel always asks for more, more, more. Unfortunately, the money is used to pay inflated staff salaries and ever more inflammatory mailings. These outfits send their letters sealed with a clammy tongue of fear. I say we should put the clamps on them. With me on this one, Ted?
Al, it's a free country. Senior citizens have the right to organize and advance their goals. That includes the right to bury old anti-Social Security Simpson under an avalanche of mail because of your opposition to their interests. The particular lobbying committee you're railing against was created in 1982 in the heyday of the Reagan administration's unfair attempt to cut Social Security benefits. In the battle over catastrophic insurance, senior citizens proved their strength again. Once aroused, they questioned the merits of the new insurance program. They angrily denounced the way Congress made them pay for it through the special seniors-only tax we heard so much about. Because of the outcry, the tax is being repealed, and the benefits will be drastically cut back. The whole issue was a major setback and an embarrassment for both Congress and the White House. Face reality, Al. You can't just stand there blaming the messenger for bringing the bad news from all those senior citizens. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on human rights in China. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.